And welcome back to the Falls Cast. Sorry.
Yes. Welcome back to the Falls Cast. The world has changed.
Yes.
In the last 3 weeks. You know.
The sun's out.
Guns
out.
3 days. It's changed.
God, yes.
Everything bloomed in one day.
Yes.
All the spring stuff came up and then just went away again, like really quick.
It may be spring for 2 days and then go into summer, but.
That's about right.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't go back to winter.
Don't you. It might do that. It might.
Now that you said it.
It's all your fault, Bart.
So, did you guys miss us?
I bet they did.
No.
How could they not?
We had a life pause.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
The world went to crap. We took a break. We come back. The world is still going to crap.
Just in a different way.
Yeah. Oh. Women are losing rights. Ukrainians are losing rights. Come on. Who's next?
Yay. Yes. But I did see a great story about a Ukrainian bomb-sniffing dog today.
Oh, he got an award. He got an award, right?
Little puppy who just got an award.
Yeah, for like more than 200 explosives so far.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I guess he's so light, so he doesn't even set up. Even if he's right on top of it, he can't set the bomb off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So obviously he's a very well-tempered dog. He doesn't have a short fuse.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Nothing.
I was curious where that was going.
That joke bombed.
Oh. Mike, I hate to tell you this, but you don't have an explosive humor.
Oh, yes.
I like
and
it.
And the mic drops. Like
too much fallout.
Oh, man, boom. Guys. Oh, jeez.
All right, that's it.
Hey, we don't even know what day it is. We haven't even got there yet.
Yeah, we're recording on it. I think it's Monday. It's not April.
Yeah, it is Monday. Oh, shit, Monday, it is May.
May 9th. I think last year, May 9th was the last snow of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've had.
That.
Wow.
Well, we've had snow in Memorial Day weekend, too.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Man, bite your tongue.
We've mowed our grass. We've mowed our grass a couple times. We're good.
Is that what that means? If you mow your
grass? Mow your grass, then, winter's over.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
Trim the bushes. The tree looks bigger.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Muting him.
On today's show, we have Stephen and Jennifer Mulay.
Hello.
Howdy doodly do.
We have Michael and Suzanne Searle.
Hello.
Hello.
We have Cassie, I'm just going to call it, just say Cassie because at this point.
McMenemy.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Mike has been making me laugh so hard, my brain doesn't work anymore.
Okay, blame
sorry,
Mike.
Bart.
And his explosive humor.
Yes. Yes.
And I am Bart. Thank you for listening to this ever-expanding episode.
The sigh.
It's the multiverse.
Hopefully it doesn't blow up anymore.
Oh,
nice.
Boy.
Nice. It's a powder keg. It is waiting to go. Never mind.
Before we start, we want to remind everyone, be sure to check out our website. Got some new articles up there. I just posted an article about the art walk that was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
And were those Steven pictures?
Absolutely. And Steven, you just posted a gallery on Facebook, so everyone go check that out.
Yeah, see all the kids' art. Pretty good.
31 pictures.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And we want to thank everyone who's been linking to our articles on Facebook. Whether you're linking to them correctly concerning the content is something completely different.
Like if they're just there by accident or what?
Well, no. Thank you to everyone who's been using my article about the upcoming Don Drum sculpture in your attempt to yell at the city for having Don Drum create a sculpture.
Oh, man.
And using my article while ignoring the content of the article.
Oh, no. Oh.
Anybody who complains about Don, about him doing the sculpture for free, by the way, we paid for the materials and he's doing it for free, is a fucking asshole.
Uh-oh. Yeah. They hate
and
the art.
That is all that needs to be said. Correct. Yep.
Good boss.
Yeah. Thank you for hiring a local legend. He's a fantastic, amazing artist. He is.
Yeah.
We should be honored to have that in our city.
Absolutely. 100% agree.
I can't believe somebody used Bart's article for evil. That's just not right.
I know. Couldn't hear what Kathy said.
There's no accounting for taste. That's all I got to say.
Lack thereof.
Well, you know, someone will do something and their complaint is, what about the pothole? Or what about the schools? And it's like, it's got nothing to do with
this. Oh, yeah.
One has nothing to do with the other one.
Yeah.
They have different budgets that cover different things. That's not the way shit works.
I know. Everyone thinks that the only potholes should be fixed in the city and fuck everything else.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Their mind is not complex enough to understand that the world is complicated. Things are complicated. They're not cut and dry. Oh, this means you should do this and this. Fucking idiot.
Different line items in a budget.
And sticking to a budget and what things are, you know, marked to be spent on is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Usually, so, yeah.
Just to spend whatever you want, it's like, that's not how it should be either.
And free shit is good.
People only understand what directly affects them, and that's it. They can't see beyond that. They don't want to see beyond. And some of them are capable of seeing beyond that.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Happy, unless it's somebody, you know, else.
Yeah.
Somebody else's fault. Everything's somebody else's fault. Use your steering wheel. Drive around it.
Well, here's the case in point. If I remember right, seeing that they were going to resurface Broad Boulevard between Front Street and or Route 8 and State Road this year, people are going to bitch because now, there's all this construction equipment going on. I can't drive down Broad Boulevard or I can't get off the highway. You bitch about it not being resurfaced, and now you're going to bitch that it's actually getting resurfaced, and there's a minor inconvenience for a week or two.
We don't live in Harry Potter land. They can't just go and just make it.
But I want to live in Harry Potter land.
Oh, I want to live in Harry Potter land.
Just a stinking muggle.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bart.
Sorry, Bart.
I'm keeping this all.
This is going to be our rowdy podcast.
Yeah.
I'm grabbing another beer then.
Uh-oh. Got
to fill an hour. We don't have an interview for this episode.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Also, please keep sending your feedback. Tell us what you think of the show. You can send your comments via our email, fallthreepress@gmail.com, via our Facebook page.
Only if you love art.
Yeah.
if you love art and potholes.
Review us on the whatever podcast catcher you want to use. We've only ever gotten one review.
Really?
And yeah.
So we know that guy doesn't like us.
That's not useful. I don't think we should be advertising that.
Yeah, well. At least he listened. So.
Somewhat.
And we have more than 50 episodes since then.
True. Oh, we've gotten better.
Have we?
And I guess if you're looking to binge.
Have we?
Go.
You can listen.
And purge.
You might be clinically insane by the end.
Yes.
Or snoring.
By the end?
I'd say only about a quarter of the way through.
I was going to say.
Boy.
The podcast of madness.
So, as if we haven't already derailed everything, how's everybody been in the last month?
Oh, just great.
I do have a new bathroom that's in phase one of complete. Phase one complete. I have a new bathroom.
It's functional.
Yeah. It's looking
gorgeous. Awesome.
And it's going to continue to be beautified. So, that's fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Today was more demo and then clean up. Some
demo day.
Yeah.
Well, there were lots of little demo days. We only have one bathroom. So I had to remodel the damn bathroom. I had to rip it out and put a new tub in, a new vanity, get it working as quickly as possible and not worry about the cosmetics as much. So I had to demo everything, put the tub in, replumbed everything, rebuilt the subfloor and tried to reverse some of the damage that a hundred years of remodeling has done to
bad
it.
Bad remodeling.
Bad hacking.
Yeah.
So I had to reinforce a bunch of shit and redo some part of a big chunk of the subfloor, and plumbing was a freaking mess.
Yeah. So now it's all done right and it's coming along. So
yeah,
the heavy bad stuff is over with and we can shower again. Yay.
Thankfully.
Yes.
Just saying.
Gabe did go 5 days without.
He did.
He skipped class because he didn't have a shower. It's like, boy, go to the YMCA. It's 1 minute down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Really? True.
He got the first shower when the shower was up and running, so he needed it.
We were doing nightly camping showers, with sponge baths
in our sink.
Kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was fine.
Sometimes you got to do that.
So, in this most recent news, Tuesday was a primary, and on the ballot, the Cuyahoga Falls school levy, which was a 4.75 mil renewal, was approved by a 59% to 41% vote.
Yay.
I was glad to see that strong turnout. That was awesome.
But that was a really close vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little too close.
What was the, what is it normally? What are the percentages normally, typically?
The last ones have been close. That new school one was kind of close, well, that, too, wasn't it?
We expected that one to be close. But usually the renewal levies are a no-brainer.
Yeah. Well, 60%. Almost 60%.
I think people are, you know, feeling the pinch everywhere. And with the new school that did raise the taxes up a little bit.
Yeah.
And some people don't understand the difference between renewals and new taxes. And they just see a levy up and, you know, they're already being pinched.
They complain because, why wasn't this included in the original school budget and or the school levy, blah, 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 you know. But it doesn't work like that.
This is a renewal.
Yeah, this
we
is
just go
renewal.
Back to what Stephen was saying about people having people understand complex
issues.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a bit effective.
And that issue really isn't even that complex.
pay the salaries and build the infrastructure. Oh my God.
It's a renewal levy. It's in the word of it. It's in the title of it.
Well, I'm not going to pay any more taxes.
It's the same thing.
But yay, it passed, so that's good. Teachers get paid, custodians get paid, things are good.
Meanwhile, the county council race for a county council at large, Republicans Anthony DeVitas, Shane Barker, and Maria Williams, and Democrats Elizabeth Walters, John Donofrio, and Aaron Dickinson were voted to run in the upcoming election.
County council. Say that 5 times fast. County council. County council.
You're going to mess it up.
Get 3 more.
Well, I was going to mess it up.
Next, St. Joseph Parish School will be closing in a few weeks at the end of the school year after almost 100 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah. They've had declining enrollment and financial issues, including staffing and building repairs. And when they made this decision, there were less than 100 students total registered for next school year.
Wow, that's a tiny amount. I don't know what they were in the heyday, but I can imagine it would be in the multiples of hundreds.
Especially when that's, all. That's a good size building. I think that goes up to 6th grade.
Yeah.
So, that's 6? All 100 grades out of, 100.
100.
I didn't know they went up to 6th. Wow.
The tuition from just less than 100 students will not help them pay the staff and fix the issues, at the current tuition. And they didn't want to raise it, an exorbitant amount for less than 100 students.
Yeah.
So,
see you, St. Joe's.
Yeah. Current students are being offered places at IHM in the Falls and Holy Family in Stowe.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, there's always public school. Just saying.
Yeah, and get a nice, well-rounded education.
With diversity. Anywho, the summer reading program at the Cuyahoga Falls Library will start in just 17 days, May 27th. This year's theme is Ocean of Possibilities. All ages can participate, and all you have to do is log your time online at the end of each week. The first 100 people to sign up will get a free tote full of fun things, and weekly prizes during the program will include coupons, free books, etc. Grand prizes include a pasta making basket, gift cards, a Kindle, that would be nice, and more. Teens and children might even win a 529 College Advantage program.
Wow, that's quite a diversity of gifts and prizes there. Pretty awesome.
Going to sign up. Is a Kindle, I wonder, for the adults, or is this just for the kids? I don't know. I have an old Kindle. I'd like a newer one.
Suzanne's going to go sign right up.
I'm signing up right now.
So I wonder how they determine who determines what's fun and what's not that goes in the bags.
I don't know.
One person's fun thing is someone else's not so fun thing.
Oh boy. Well, our library seems to have a lot of potential. So there you go.
I'm just teasing. I'm just trying to create controversy where there is none.
That was the previous post.
Complex issues, Stephen.
You called it a call. I didn't.
Yeah. I'll burn it down. Fuck it.
Burn it down. Fire.
Burn it down. Fire. Fire. Fire.
We are both recovered Catholics. Please. We have the fire. Right to say that.
Yeah.
We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, Bart.
Sorry, Bart. I'm sorry for my husband.
But that gum looks awesome from absolutely, yeah, from the library. It's very cool.
Yeah, no, that is really awesome. That's some pretty good prizes there. So
mm-hmm. College plan, encourage people to,
college, right? Plan, yeah, dude.
Come on.
$529 college advance, but maybe they only put $20 in it.
Oh well.
Hey, start the program. Every little
you gotta start somewhere.
You know.
Speaking of wonderful things, Cuyahoga Falls School Board President Anthony Gomez was given the Star Award for Training by the Ohio School Boards Association for the work he's done with professional development and self-improvement to better lead our school district.
Congratulations, Anthony. Yeah.
He works hard, and he keeps us all updated and educated about what's going on the school board.
Yeah, he's very passionate.
Well, well-deserved.
He is.
So I know Anthony listens to this show, so good going, Anthony.
Yeah, good
job. Anthony.
Keep up the hard work, buddy.
Yes, keep up the hard work, for sure.
Finally, Grab'em's Handmade Candy on State Road is in its final weeks before it shuts down for good.
Aw, boo.
That's sad.
It is sad.
Her daughter died unexpectedly. Just a year or two ago.
Oh, man.
So that was, yeah, that took the wind out of her sails, for sure. Yeah. We can certainly empathize and understand why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And nobody wanted to buy the recipes. So that's quite a shame.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she had wonderful. She had absolutely wonderful candy. The store's been in the fall since 1954, started by her husband's grandfather. And despite, you know, people ordering from out of state, she just decided it's time to close up shop.
Well, that's
kind of sad. I mean, between that and Vincent's, you know, it's no one wanted to take up the duties, shall we say, of doing either one of those. And
it's hard work doing running a small business. Yeah,
it's very hard work.
Those are both businesses where you have to be passionate about the business. You have to be passionate about the art of making chocolates and the passion about the art of making pastries.
And baking.
Otherwise, yeah, it's tough. So you have to find the right person and the right fit. Like, we have a friend of ours that owns a chimney. He builds chimneys and fireplaces and that kind of thing by hand. Yeah. And it's just him and, like, a couple guys. And he's getting to the point where he needs to retire soon because he's, like, 65 years old.
That's hard work.
Yeah, you can't lay brick all day when you're 65. It's not going to work.
Yeah,
you
can't find anybody to buy the business.
Yeah, because nobody's passionate about it,
and it's too hard. And yeah, no, nobody's going into that anymore. He's like he's always booked. Oh, he turns away
business
because he's one of like three guys in Northeast Ohio that does that.
So definitely here. Well, she's currently trying to just finish up selling the chocolate she has. So, you know. While she's open, be sure to stop in there and see what she's still got available.
This fat kid's going to get some chocolate.
Better hurry. Like a week or two ago, I read she had like 42 pounds of dark and 8 pounds of milk left. So how's that?
Oh, boy.
That's 42 pounds for me and
none for you.
So, Zan, you got some good news to tell us this week?
The wrap came off the Lions. So that means spring is officially here. So on Miller Road in Akron, there's a house that has these two lion statues that's right in front of their driveway. And after learning kind of a valuable lesson of what Ohio winter can do with all the salt and everything, their original statues were all kind of got crumbly and stuff. So I guess they bought two new ones and started wrapping them for the winter. So now there is this long-lived legend that when the wrap comes off, that means it's officially spring in our area. So spring is here, guys. No more snowstorm. It's done.
Yay.
Now you just
And don't sue us if that changes because you know acts of God, acts of nature.
Yeah, that is not anything, but
global warming, blah blah blah. Our LLC doesn't cover that.
No, we do not. Yeah, no. I don't think our pretend attorney would
No, it'd be like, girl, bye.
John Q. Smith, Esquire.
Yeah. Is it time, guys?
It's time.
Oh my God.
Sparts arts, sparts arts, sparts arts, sparts arts.
Sparts arts.
Oh man, that was the best one yet. Good job, guys.
Every time.
It keeps getting better.
Well, and especially since last episode, we didn't have a Bart's Art song.
You guys are doing without me.
Just the vibrato. Bart's Art. Got some opera going on in there.
Holy opera.
We can really jam it up.
It won't be me because I might crack some glass.
Yeah. You might fart at the end.
I might fart. Yeah.
Well, seeing the bathroom pictures, there was definitely some crack. Oh, wait, no, there wasn't crack.
Bart's Art. There wasn't crack.
It was crack spackle.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, Bard.
How about that? Those arts,
you desecrated
Bart.
Bart's arts. Maybe song again.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm just going to take this, save, and throw the intro one in post. So now running through May 29th, Upfront Art Space has a new show on display that just opened this past weekend. It features eclectic collages from members of the Ohio Collage Society, which is something I didn't know existed till just now.
Never heard of that.
The famous Origami Society. Or is there paper mache society.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
Are you members of both of those here?
I bet I bet the Origami Society can fold themselves into any conversation.
Yes.
Good one.
Yes, come to the dark side, Bart. Come to the dark side.
Oh, man. Now we got two of them.
It's very nice.
Next, this Saturday is the Tiki Flea at Highbridge Glens Park. Hopefully the first of many.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we know a certain artist who may be there?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
Actually, there's going to be a lot of artists there.
I know.
That's who they're talking about. Oh. Art of subtlety is lost on him.
Two of my other friends from Kent are going to be there displaying some stuff too. So
we should go. We should meet up Friday since we haven't hung out in a while.
Is it Saturday? Saturday.
Oh, it's Saturday? Saturday.
I mean, we
Saturday
can.
Sunday.
We can hang out Friday to Saturday, but hey.
It is Saturday, noon to 6.
Noon to 6.
You become on Sunday, you're there.
Beer.
All right.
Yeah, no one will be there if you go Sunday.
I'll be there Saturday. Well, if the weather's good, we should hang out.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's people coming from Pittsburgh, New York, Columbus. Looks like there's one group from Michigan.
We don't give a shit about Michigan.
Michigan, boo.
Don't give a damn about the whole state of Michigan.
But and then there will be music all day from the Whiskey Daredevils, the Kahuna Kings. They'll be spinning hula records and surf music.
Nice.
And hula hoops? Will there be hula hoops?
I imagine there might be.
Oh, we're there.
Definitely.
Next, summer art camps for kids at the Cog Valley Art Center will be happening during the month of June. Middle and high school students will get to learn to draw from life, while second through fifth graders will get to learn about famous artists, different art materials, and how to engage their inner artist.
Ooh.
Jordan McConnell, a Kent State senior and former president of the National Art Education Association, will be teaching these classes.
Very cool.
Yeah. Wish they had adult programs.
Well, they do have workshops.
Do they?
Really?
I want to tap into my inner artist. I don't think I have one, but.
It doesn't look like
everyone
they have
does.
Like
art. It's like called camp. Paint and sip.
Yeah.
Paint and sip, yes.
That is
yes.
True.
The more you sip, the better it looks.
I was going to say.
Paint, whatever it is.
Next, two events that are happening on June 12th. One is Shock the Towpath and the 2022 Duck Derby at the Muscle Store in Cascade Blocks Park. This event will feature shock art from Ron White, live music from Hand Plus Noise, and their annual Rubber Duck Race. So this is a family event. You have to go and check out, start drawing your own shock art on the sidewalk.
Ooh, do we get to draw?
That's bad.
I would imagine so. And also happening that weekend is the Irish Fest.
Yes. Woohoo! Get our green beer on.
So June 10th through the 12th. I can't believe it's coming up already.
It's crazy.
10th, 11th, and 12th.
Another excuse to drink beer.
And fair food.
Fair food.
Funnel cake. Funnel cake and beer. Pierogies.
Diabetes.
Fried bologna sandwich.
Wait, is pierogies at the Irish Festival?
No.
Is pierogies Irish?
They probably will be, though. Mike?
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I know.
I mean, they're at the Oktoberfest, so they're probably.
Mike's dreaming about all the festivals.
Yeah, he is.
That kid's dreaming about food.
Irish bangers.
I didn't feed him yet.
Bangers and mash.
It's not over already, is it?
That's how we're thanking our listeners.
Everyone.
With bangers and mash.
Thank you for keeping
mash and bangers. Whatever it is. Irish food.
Listeners, remember, you're the reason this show continues.
You're like, well, damn, if I stop listening, then.
Yeah. Are we still tracking our Colorado metric? Or have they abandoned us?
I forgot about the Colorado metric.
Yeah, me too.
The mystery of the Colorado.
So, yeah, I lost track of what I was saying. I'm sorry.
So did we, Bert.
Why?
So did we.
I don't understand.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah, the train has left this track every time we have the show. Goodbye.
Thank you guys for joining us this week. And remember, we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees. You can shout those out to us at fallsfreepress@gmail.com. You can also send us article submissions. We are always in the market for that. We'll look them over and, you know, see if they're good for our paper. Plus, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoyed what you heard, tell your friends. If
or
you
your
hate
enemies.
What you
and if they don't,
yeah. If you hate what you heard, tell your enemies.
There you go.
Tell your other friends.
Yeah.
If you hate us,
you assume we have more than one friend.
Yeah. Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Later.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
That was great, guys. Good job.
And I'm spent.